our food does pay homage to the history and culture of really authentic Mexican cuisine. Barrio basically means neighborhood. So we take recipes from different regions and neighborhoods from all over Mexico. Hey, this is Andrew Patty with Barrio Queen, and you are on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line when we think about those great road trip destinations that people travel the country in search of great times for family and friends. And oftentimes on this show, food, they will head to Arizona. Chicago has a great connection with Arizona in that area, whether it's our baseball teams, iconic events, golf, travel, or vacations. They will find themselves there. And when they're hungry, if you're lucky, you're going to find yourself in a Barrio Queen. Excited to have on the line one of the guys driving the creative and marketing vision for this great franchise is the one and only Andrew Patty. Andrew, welcome to WGN.
Dane, how's it going today, sir?
It's going okay. You know, we're in Chicago, but there's a lot of things. As it gets a little bit colder here, people are often thinking where they would rather be. Many times it is in Arizona. That is where you are, and that is where not only you, but seven locations for Barrio Queen are. Talk about it, because this is, you know, since 2011, the origination of it, it's been sort of a movement, right? And you're at a point where people are excited.
Yeah, Barrio Queen has definitely become a staple within Arizona, and we're super excited to expand nationwide and bring our flavors and our culture across the United States. Our food does pay homage to the history and culture of really authentic Mexican cuisine. We're called Barrio Queen, and Barrio basically means neighborhood. So we take recipes from different regions and neighborhoods from all over Mexico. So you get different flavor profiles, and we do a lot of fun things throughout the seasons. We'll do limited menus, and we'll feature a different region of Mexico. So for example, this month is fall, and fall is Dia de los Muertos. And we're featuring the food and flavors from Oaxaca, Mexico, which has some of the biggest celebrations of Day of the Dead. So we really explore all of Mexico, and we really want to maintain that consistency and authenticity, even down to where we get our food. For example, our masa is delivered daily from local farms and local growers. We try to source all of our produce and ingredients fresh and local. Even in our kitchens, you won't even find a freezer, because everything is scratch made and made from hand, and nothing is frozen. You could really just taste the quality, and even just walking into the restaurant, you could even smell it with the fresh masa being pressed and cooked on the grill. It really, really just like transports you to Mexico. Which is amazing.
You know, they say, I don't know what it is. It's like 80% of the restaurant experience maybe doesn't even have anything to do with the food. You mentioned it, Andrew. As soon as you come into the place, certainly you can smell it, but you just feel it's bold, it's vibrant, just the vibe that is there. You can almost taste the vibe for Barrio Queen. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things on the menu as far as the dishes. You mentioned the authenticity that you guys have for it, but the food is not only authentic and flavorful, but also it's fun.
Oh yeah, and that's what it has to be. We hit all demographics. We have food for everyone, down the street tacos all the way up to culinary creations of, let's say, our cochina pibil that we cook for 12 hours throughout the day before we serve you, and we serve it on a banana leaf. A lot of our recipes come from Chef Julio Mata and his family, and recipes from his family's family that just been passed down over generations. So you could really taste the quality. And our food has won many awards. We've been recognized by USA Today. We were recently on the Food Network for Best Thing I Ever Ate episode. We've been featured in Esquire and Travel Leisure. So it's been amazing to get our food out and be recognized on a national and global level just being in Arizona.
Well, you think about this. Some of the best awards and accolades you can get is that word on the street as two people tell two people and they say, hey, you got to try this. You mentioned the best thing I ever ate in the Food Network. And one of the things, at least two of the things, right, that I think are can't miss is not only visually, but obviously for the taste buds, the guacamole that you guys have. And pretty much every restaurant that dabbles in this cuisine is going to have a guacamole. Yours, it's special.
It is. And what makes it special is honing back to the quality and the freshness. So you cannot get a guacamole fresher than ours because we make it tableside, which is a very cool experience. So we have guacamole carts, which are very traditional in Mexico. And we pull up to the table with the guests. We ask them how they prefer their guacamole. And we make it right then and there on the spot.
That seems like one of the things to start with for sure, to end it. The churro, and you know, churro is a traditional street food. It's a snack and people love and enjoy it. You guys go the extra mile with that. I don't even know if the word churro really defines it, right? Because it is so much more.
It is, yeah. Our churros are a staple for Barrio Queen. They're filled with dulce leche in the middle. So you get that warm, crispy, gooiness, and perfect way to end the meal.
Now, here's the other thing too, is you bring people together for food, festivities, spirits, and all that, and using that platform and just that gathering space to support higher purposes and great causes. And so coming up for Dia de los Muertos, you are partnering up not only with El Bandido Yankee Tequila, but also great organizations, Children's Hospital. You're going to try to pay it forward in a big way, not only with big flavors, but to raise awareness and funds for important causes.
Absolutely. And that's one thing Barrio Queen loves to promote and just be proud of, giving back to the community. It's super important that our roots are in Arizona. We're very well known and we have these great partnerships and relationships with charities out here. And any opportunity we could get to give back to the community, we jump on it immediately. Throughout our campaigns, we love to partner with Phoenix Children's Hospital. A few months ago was National Tequila Day, but we turned it into our own holiday, which was basically National Tequila Week. And we raised awareness for Phoenix Children's Hospital. And we had a bunch of cool campaigns with artists doing custom painted bottles of tequila. We're auctioning them off. We had food and drink specials that were benefiting. And we also did cooking classes, family cooking classes, where families come in, they get to learn the Mexican culture, learn how to make some dishes from Julio Mata. And all these events that we put together was for Phoenix Children's Hospital. And we raised over $11,000 just in that couple weeks span, which really meant a lot to us.
It's great to see that, having a place where people can come in, but the impact can go even further. Let the listeners know we're talking with Andrew Patty, Creative and Marketing Director for Barrio Queen, with 7 locations in Arizona, in the Valley now, soon to be around the country. So look forward to that as well. And anything you can do for a day, you could do for a week, it's even better. We've got some of the biggest events coming up. You've got the Super Bowl coming up in February, the Waste Management Open coming up with the PGA, but right around the corner, it is the championship, the culmination of the auto racing and motorsports world, as the NASCAR championship comes to Phoenix. You'll be right there in the middle of it with the official tequila of the Speedway with El Bandido. Talk a little bit about getting together. You think of authenticity, you think of flavor, award-winning stuff. This is a great match.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to add is our beverage program. We have terrific fresh ingredients that we make our margaritas, award-winning margaritas, and we are so excited to partner with El Bandido, especially for the championship, because we're right there in Avondale. We're going to have a lot of fun events going on. We're going to have live music that Friday. We're going to have activations with our sampling our drinks that we created with El Bandido. And then Sunday is the race. So before or after, we want to invite everybody down to come try our food, and better yet, come try our drinks with that we partner with El Bandido.
It's going to be essential for good food, great times, great spirits, and all that around the NASCAR weekend as well. And El Bandido Yankee will be in for that. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it, including updated things on the events and some of the other media collaborations and cool things that are happening. And of course, as the smoke clears, the fun always continues right there at those 7 locations for Barrio Queen in Arizona. So,
absolutely.
Andrew, before we let you to go give some information, whether it's social media or the website where people can get in on things and find out all the adventures.
Yeah, you could always stay up to date with anything Barrio Queen has going on at BarrioQueen.com. If you can't come in, check us out online.
So many things happening. Always the amazing food and the spirits there, and so many events happening there. Central to all of it coming up very, very soon. So, Andrew, we'll let you get back to it. But thanks so much for everything you guys are doing, not only there in the 7 locations and soon to be more. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.